getting like a pair of boobs. Like, boobs are pretty. I mean, like, boobs look nice. But, like, honestly, do you really want to see a picture of, like, a vajay?
I'm going to keep one. I did not know we were going to go this way.
You know, you
I didn't just, either, but I am prepared.
Nor did I know that Jess was
going to. I am prepared.
Money design of the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as a gear. Bet on myself and I tripled the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all already know what it is, your boy Chance. Got the birthday boy Brooke in the house as he's sipping. Got a Trill Kenny from 305, he up in here. And we got the world famous hairstylist, Jess, up in the house.
All right. Well, right, Jess, so you got to do my colors one day.
I would love to do your colors one day.
She ain't going to do it because I've been waiting for like 3 years. But anywho, so let's
Jess more booked up than Dr. Miami. You got to do it 2 years in advance.
All right, so we're going to knock this topic out real quick because, you know, people got to go. Plus, if y'all watching, you probably don't want to stay that long since we knew. You can make sure you like, share, subscribe, all the good stuff. So, the topic we're going to do is if, because we're going to pretend, like everyone here, except for Jess, because she said she doesn't want to pretend, if everyone here is single. So, I don't want anyone to get in trouble. So, the topic is going to be, if we were, could we date in this era? Because obviously, some of us or in a different generation to where social media wasn't as popping. You couldn't find shit on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Discord, on WhatsApp, all that good shit. It was just, you had a flip phone and that was about it. So you ain't know nobody's business unless they told you, or unless somebody saw you and they shouldn't have seen you anyway. But now in this era, could we do it? So we'll start with that question and then we'll get into some other shit like red flags, shit like that. So, Jess, we'll go on my cameras left to right and start off. Could you and why you could or why you couldn't?
No. Absolutely not. No. It's just an emphatic no. Because the way that this, I mean, as a female and like, and this is just comes from, you know, being behind the chair and I talk to women literally all day long, single women all, you know, a lot. And just what is out there, you know, being whether these girls are in their 20s or 50s, 40s, whatever, like it's all the same kind of stuff. And like, no offense, but like dudes just do some really inappropriate stuff. I know females do too. I'm not saying it's just guys, but like, the stuff that they tell me about what happens on there. And honestly, just one thing that I just don't get, and this might just be like a gap with like, you know, generationally, like the dick pics.
Yeah, sure,
I just don't get it. Brooke is like, what? I mean, like, guys, do you guys
think this is going to be a great, great episode?
I see it already. No, I'm serious. I just want to know. Like, do you guys send women pictures of your peepees and do they like it? Or do they lie and tell you they like it? The male anatomy is just not pretty. You know, like, it's different than getting, like, a pair of boobs. Like, boobs are pretty. I mean, like, boobs look nice. But, like, honestly, do you really want to see a picture of, like, a vajay? Those aren't really pretty either. I mean, I just feel like the anatomy in general is just, like, not attractive. You know?
I'm going to keep one. I did not know we were going to go this way.
You know,
I didn't either, but I am prepared.
Nor did I know that Jess was
going to. I am prepared.
I just, there's absolutely no way I could date in a climate where it is okay to accost you with genitalia without permission. I mean, it's bad enough. Like when we were, you know, when we were dating and like, you know, guys would just like whip that shit out or like, girl, you know, or for girls, like, I mean, it's bad enough. You get like accosted by it. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to open up my phone and there be like a penis.
Boom.
Without asking for it first. And on all these dating apps, these girls are getting, or like on Snapchat and stuff, like they're just, they open the snap and it's just like
boom.
You know,
Kenny, how many times
does it sound like somebody that's on X a lot? So
I don't even know what that is. Okay,
Twitter,
Twitter, that new Twitter.
Oh, is that the new Twitter? Thanks.
Correct.
Clearing that up because I wasn't sure. I heard that.
Answer the original question. I do think I could if I had to, obviously, because I mean, now I ain't no codependent person or nothing, but being alone is tough sledding out here in these streets. But I really want to respond more to what Jess said and that last question you just asked me, Chance. I've never sent an unsolicited dick pic in my life.
Okay, unsolicited.
I will say unsolicited. I never have, but I will say when I was in, this is gonna sound really bad, but I'm gonna say some stuff that people don't know. So when I was in middle school, that's when I did a lot of my like
dick pics,
grown folks' business. Oh. Huh? Well, yes, that's the only time I've ever sent a dick pic. I was in middle school. I was in the seventh grade. When I was in middle school, it was a very, very, very popular thing. At the time, it was all, that's when camera phones had a razor. Camera phones were just getting popular when I was in middle school. It was my first phone. And a girl asked me to send a dick pic. So I did. And like, nah, man, I want to say maybe 2-3 weeks later, because again, like I said, this was a popular thing. There was a whole like thing at the school about how that's, you know, technically having child pornography on your phone. So all that sexting, because sexting was very popular at the time. Even my mom saw it on the news and mentioned it to me. So like this sexting was as big as a thing as MySpace at the time. So those are the two things you wanted your teenagers to stay away from. So that's what's on and popping. So again, didn't send one. It was a big thing. And again, I mean, girls that asked, I did. It wasn't a big deal. It didn't change any of the talking. It was just like, hey, I'm pretty sure, I mean, at the time we didn't have group chats like we had now, but if we did, I probably would have been in somebody's group chat. That probably just would have been straight up, because I mean, why else would she have asked for it? But I mean, again, at the time, that's what she was just like. And again, I know as a man, it's a way different thing, because when men ask for nudes, that's I mean, it's a whole, we could go do a whole episode on that, because that's a whole like psychological thing. A lot of dudes just wanted to be able to show their boys. It depends on what type of dude you're talking to. There's some dudes who want it because they get off on that shit. There's some dudes who just, you know, kind of shysty. They want as much of nudes in their phone as they can have, and they keep them forever. I got all types of different friends and acquaintances and people I know who ain't my friends, but they know my name and they got my number. And, you know, some of them are these people. They got, I tell you, got a separate phone just for nudes, basically. Like, so that's a whole nother thing in and of itself between both sending it and so receiving it. But
yeah, a whole nother level.
Yeah, again, I ain't going in nobody app. Again, I do have friends who talk about this. Like, my female friends, they open Instagram about how many DMs of just dick pics in there. No.
What is up with that? Why is it that, like, you like a girl now, and you think that this is going to be the thing that gets them to, like, call you or get back? They're like, bang, unsolicited dick pic. Honestly, that would make me not want to speak to you.
They might be proud.
I ain't gonna lie. You know, Just based on how I know people, it had to have worked at some point. That's why I think the problem is.
Yes, maybe it has to.
Somebody, I mean, and people ain't looked back since.
So, Rook, I feel like we should skip you because we've had episodes before and on the rename podcast. And
I know he's going to bring that up,
and it went really, really deep. And to be honest, I did not know we were going here already. Like, I had a disclaimer in the beginning of this video. And I did not know, like I said, it was coming from Jess.
So
we're here. Appreciate
you
it.
You invited me.
I mean, I was looking for the clickbait. And there
I am very pleased with this episode.
Yes. So, but I feel like we're going to take it down that path that we don't even need to go down that path. But so, Rook, let's stick to the question. And I guess Jess's question too. But keep it as, you know, like kind of like on Kenny's level, how he kept it. So could you date in this era? And then answer Jess's, have you ever sent? I feel like I know the answer already, knowing you as my brother, but go ahead.
All right, so I don't like this era. Let me get that out of the way. All right, for any age group, I don't like this era because the influence has affected all the age groups. But for sure, I could date in this era. I don't prefer it. I prefer to be a whore, but I could date in this era.
Would you date an older woman or a woman your age or younger?
Man, that all depends. Like, I'm not opposed to an older woman, though. But like, she still gotta rub me the right way, then that means nothing.
Motherfucker's a genie in a bottle.
Jess is on it tonight.
Word. But the I'm not with the unsolicited dick pics. I've sent them, but not unsolicited. Unless like you were like one of man, my ex has unsolicited. But that's different. We were dating for a while and I just had moments and I'm ridiculously primal. And Chance said to keep this clean, so it's clean.
For but she episode. Was your woman already.
Hmm?
She was your woman already. Mm, like you guys were in a relationship. You didn't send an unsolicited picture to someone that you weren't with.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if we were smashing, like you still wouldn't get an unsolicited dick pic. That's not happening.
No, it's levels.
Word.
I have another question, but Chance, I'll let you go first.
All right, so let me answer y'all. So for me, it's a two.
No, I ain't gonna. Next time we do this panel, Chance, you just hosting so we can keep it short. I need more heat from Jess.
We're about you on the regular. I know, right? I'm just gonna have to mediate on that one.
Word, and then you can take the chains off of me, nigga.
I'm gonna have to be Molly, like on first date. All right, real quick. So, could I date Miss Hera? I feel like if I was still young, Chance, in New York. Doing my movie shit and my music shit.
Oh yeah, in Florida, no chance.
Absolutely, because with the apps, I will be amazing. Every weekend will be lit. It will be fire, like time of my life. Especially in New York, where we going to eat and shit. I'd be that dude. But
hold up, are you seriously dating or are you like gallivanting?
No, I'm drinking.
All right, so you're gallivant. All right.
I'm drinking.
I'm with you on that.
That's what we're doing. But as an older person, I think, to quote Drake again, I think the lyric is real. Who wants to be 40 and alone? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all cool. As you get older, you see this. Maybe even when you're younger, some people realize this quicker. But it's all cool when you're doing whatever you're doing, in and out, cool, whatever. And it's all fun. As long as you keep it honest, too. Like, don't be a liar at the end, telling people that they're the one and they're not the one. Like, at least be real with what you're doing. But if you're having fun dating, as people are supposed to do in their young lives, to date, and it's cool, but then you do grow to know that everything else that comes after is what it's about. It's about the time that you spend with someone. It's about the memories. It's about the family. It's about building shit and then leaving shit behind. Like, that's the real shit that it's all about.
Legacy, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a real, that's what, you know, the love or the relationship really is. That's when you're really, I think, at your happiest point. But as a youngin', yes. I would run through New York like it's crazy. But, oh, and then the pics, you know, if you ain't asking, I ain't saying.
I mean, it's quite simple to me.
I wanted to piggyback that one thing, though, about that 40 and alone, like, legacy talk. Yo, there's no man that you will call king that does not want to leave a legacy. None. None. No real king has not wanted to have a successor.
Yep.
Like, your name is forgotten after you.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, well, this is going to take us off topic, so I will not.
We go on all types of places. Just is fine.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Put us in the deep ocean.
I have a question, and then I have something for this. Okay. Do you guys know what people call how many people you've had sex with now? Because I just found out what this means.
If it ain't bodies, I'd be astounded.
Your body count.
Yes, that's not new.
Well, let me tell. Listen,
that's years old.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I don't care, but I'm married. I've been married for 16 years. Okay, I have two children.
God damn.
Thank you.
Four away from 20, Lord.
Look at me. I know. I got good skin. It's the Greek and Italian. I have no makeup on today. I was not prepared for this meeting. But
My big fat Greek wedding 3 is coming out, but go ahead.
I saw. I know. But my friend and I, we were at, okay, and there were a bunch of kids around, and they were like teenage age, you know, and college age, and they were talking about their body count, and they were like naming these numbers, and I'm like, what are they, fucking serial killers? They're like mass murderers? Is this what's happening right now? And clearly that's not what was going on. It was, you know, and I was like, what a gross way to talk about, like, people that you've been, I mean, like, it's just gross.
Because they bodied them, Jess. They bodied them.
There's like a lot of different ways. So, growing up in South Florida, Miami specifically, body count could mean two things. It's how many people you fucked, how many people you killed. You got to be careful who you ask that question. It's very different. Number one. Number two, when I took sex ed for the fourth out of eight times, because I live in Florida, and boy, do they need it. One of the things they do is, okay, so take a group, a handful of Skittles, and you touch them, and you pass that to somebody else, and they had a handful of Skittles. Now, you've just touched everyone that person just had sex with. That's how they showed you how body counts. I mean, because again, Miami is the HIV hub in the world, so you got to teach sexual ed very properly, because people is, yeah, porn is the capital here, HIV is the capital here, and fucking is the capital here, so you better learn to rub it up.
Holy moly!
Use a condom, people. So yeah, so if you ever put those, like, and they use, when they did these classes, they would use the same Skittles, and they put them back in the bags, that would further show how worn the Skittles are. And if you look at your hand, the sugar comes right off a Skittle if you let it melt too long, and that's not a long time in your hand if you don't know. So you look at that. Now look at how much color's on your hand. That's how you now. So let's say you've had sex with five people, and the person had sex with five people, which pretty low body counts by today's standards. Now you've touched 25 people without leaving your bedroom more than five times in theory.
I don't like it.
So my next statement about that, my friend actually had a new theory about something that I think is very stupid, but I'm going to spread it here anyway. So think about a body count. Obviously, people care about this. This is a big thing. This is a big topic all the time. Some people care about how much their partner body count is before they can't get with a, especially men, can't we get with a girl for body count is this, blah, blah,
blah.
Which is
funny as hell, because it's a double standard, because y'all motherfuckers can have sex with as many people as you want, and that's okay. It's
one of the biggest, though.
I'm going to fuck this up and explain that as soon as you're done, Kenny. I'm going to explain that part to her.
I don't know if you're going to fuck it up, because I'm not going too far away from it. I might be under the umbrella.
Okay.
So my friend says men are dogs and women are cats. Cats have nine lives.
Meow,
so
bitch.
Cat has nine lives. Nine lives is the limit for him, in which if you got more than nine bodies, you put the streets as far as he's concerned. Now, this is a man with a child. This is a man who's left his baby mama. But again, I got more than nine lives. It ain't for me. That was his theory. And when I swear to God, I think he posted this like 2-3 days ago, maybe even yesterday.
But he fucking got his legacy, so it's okay.
Partially. So us having this conversation, that's one of the first things that I thought of. Because, again, it's a conversation you can have with your specific significant other. Personally, I don't see how much... I mean, obviously, this is easy to say because I know my significant other's body count and we've been friends for so long. But usually in my, experience in life, it's not something like... It's not like some people, I got homeboys, honestly, it's first date question material for them. They asking, hey... Personally, for me, it's more so... Have you had sex with anybody I know? Because again, my city, I've lived in NMB most of my life, so I've known some people. I'm not 30 yet, but I've known people for 20 years. Some of the same people. So that's a more relatable question for me. You've been around the block. Do I know anybody you've been with? Because I know some of the people who are around the block, and they not clean. That's completely different from, oh, you've had sex with six people. You're dirty. Stay away from me. That's just not relative. I had sex with more than six people before I finished high school. Before I finished middle school. So like. I'm not gonna
he was going giggity.
Mm-hmm. I'm Haitian and I live in Miami. I'm sorry. Active early. But well, I don't tell my girlfriend, I got out of the way.
I did more
from 12 to 18 than I did from 18 to 24.
So what age, Kenny?
That lose it? Or what are we talking here?
Lose it.
12?
Oh shit.
So I found somebody before, I was 14.
Yeah, I was 12.
You said you were 12?
Yeah.
And you as a mother, that makes that makes me 12, sad.
13, 14.
I was 18.
Oh man, they're so proud of you.
Yeah,
they're so fucking proud of you.
There goes
I'm glad my mom talked to me about condoms at 8.
I mean,
talk about the school smart system being not as good as it is. My parents were talking to me about that. Good thing. I mean, I had a couple talks. I definitely always use a condom, though. I mean, I recently stopped using those, but again, with my significant other, so that's very different.
All right, Jess. A real question. So you're with your husband, right? You guys are fairly new. Whatever. You're not married. You're dating, and then for some reason the question comes up. I don't know if it would, but it just does. And then he hits you with the at about 75, 80. Is it a big deal for you or no?
I mean, that's like a lot.
So is it a deal breaker? He gone?
I think that's too many.
All right, so he gone. All right.
But wait. Think about all that y'all have had, though. All right? And you love it. You love, embrace, and enjoy it. Like, would you really want to sacrifice that because you think that's too many?
I think
in time you'll get over it.
I'm big on deal breakers. I just don't see how a body count could be a deal breaker.
You get away through a whole phase.
Honestly, here's the deal. I would just say from experience as a woman and dating and things like that, if the guy's, I don't even want to say it like that, but whatever, the amount of people that he's been with, because I'm not friggin' saying it.
Body.
The amount of people.
Body count.
No! Let the bodies hit the floor. That's what
drowning
I think.
Drowning pool. PDs.
Drowning pool. So, no, I think that if he's been with that many people, I would be worried about infidelity.
Okay.
Not as a, now listen, on what grounds? Listen to me.
Meaning that he probably he's all the time.
Listen for a second. If
Rook is offended.
5 to 80 people, okay, and then he's dating me. What? How?
I'm kind of offended. How long did he have to date these people? He was alive a long time.
Thank you.
What is the window here? Time out.
There, how many? Like, how long? I just...
You can... Because I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna...
You've never had a one-night stand?
What we're talking about right now.
No, I mean, you can get through... There are multiples.
Mathematically speaking...
Multiples.
Mathematically speaking, no hard work, you can have 52 in a year. That's one per week.
Yeah. Look at these math.
That's...
Math.
But that's a single person being single.
So think about that. So how is it that someone who has had that many partners has not cheated on one of them?
Because they are not together.
Yeah, they're not together with
not
people.
Anymore, probably no, because they he never fucked were. Like 10 girls while he was with
her. Hold up. Yeah. Sex doesn't equal a relationship. Sex is sex. At all.
Okay. But if you are in a committed relationship with someone else, if you are in a committed relationship with me and you fuck another female, you just fucked around and you're gonna find out. Because that ain't flying.
He didn't say he was committed.
He's having sex with different women every week. He's committed to no one.
That's what I'm saying. Why would I want him committed to me?
Because he left that life.
Because maybe he wants to be committed to you.
Well, we would have to wait and see, wouldn't we? But we don't even have to worry about it because I don't even have to think about it. So, and I already told Vance earlier before this podcast started, if God forbid something ever happened between JR and I, nope, I will not be dating anyone. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
that's father,
it's funny. I told my girlfriend the opposite
before you. You are special and unique. That's why he wants to date you and not just have sex with you.
For a little while, for sure. But, you know, at some point, if you're used to having that many sexual partners, the probability of you taking that life and then changing it for good is low. I'm not saying it can't happen.
You're a hairstylist. You got wigs. Oh,
this is a mathematical equation now. I feel like I'm watching Foundation.
And I am not that great at math, but I am telling you that this is a lose-lose for that poor female, whoever we're talking
about. People slow down, bro. They slow down.
I know. Well, I damn sure would make him go get tested for, like, every STD that there is before.
Every 6 months. You should do that anyway.
If you date,
that is.
Yeah, I mean, for my birthday.
In theory, married people should too, but I would hope you wouldn't have to do that. But that's not something we should really have to talk about right now.
All right, so every
6 months if you are in the streets, though.
All right, questions.
For sure.
Questions.
Well, in the streets. It just makes it sound so scary and bad.
Since we segue there, let's go. Left to right. If you're dating someone and that question comes up, I want you to get tested, and they say no because it offends them, is it a deal breaker?
Oh, yeah.
Word, what?
Did I not give y'all the stats about where I live?
No.
I'm gonna say this again,
bro. I don't.
Yeah,
need
I mean, honestly, I totally. I mean, but like I said, I've been married for 16 years. I have no idea.
No, I get it, but I've been asked before, and it offended me.
Oh no!
It offended you by asking.
If anything, it means they think you're fucking, which is a compliment.
Because I feel like you think I'm dirty in these streets. Like I ain't got no sex.
I still feel like it's different for females.
You just fucking, and she knows you fucking. I got homeboys to this day. I still gotta tell them, because most people are like, I ain't having no kids, there's no problem. But you can die. First of all, as much as you love fucking, because there's always people who love fucking who have these problems, you ain't gonna be able to no more if it fall off, which is a strong possibility if you fuck the wrong person. So keep fucking, you like Jack said earlier, fuck around and find out. So yeah, I understand what you're saying, Chance, but it's like, again, you don't know that person from a can of paint. If you're a person who, like, again, the person just apparently don't like, if you're around the block all the time, like, you get taking a girl on a date per week and fucking one per week or whatever the case may be, if you're doing that every once in a while, statistically speaking, you probably slip the condom off. Girl or a guy is in her right to say, I don't know how often you use condoms. You ain't never fucked me before. If you want to fuck me, I need to know that you ain't finna kill me. That's really fair to me.
That the condom can't protect you from. So
I mean, that's also facts, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Exactly why I'm just done after this. I will not be worrying about this ever again.
That was my other comment. I told my girlfriend the opposite. If this don't work out, it's time to be a whore again, because I'm not giving myself.
Opposite way.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I love my girlfriend. I love my relationship. Everything, but that shit's hard work. That shit worse than a job. You think I'm gonna try this again? I've been with my girlfriend 6 years. I can't imagine another 6 years with somebody else. Hey, forget that.
I'm with you. I'm really close.
And that's not including the fact that we've been best friends since I was 16. So that's even more time. I'm not. No.
Jess, hit us with a couple questions before you take off and we end this, because I don't want to keep you longer than you got to be.
Well, I just asked you that one. I had one. What kind of questions?
I don't know.
A random question that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about now.
I'm just saying, he was coming in hot. Go ahead.
Okay, whatever. This is complete segue now. We're off of this now.
We done hit everything in there, so.
I know. I mean, you're welcome. What happened to these movies that we were supposed to watch that we gave each other? Did we ever do?
Nobody did their homework.
Yo, that's fine. I watched my movie twice.
I ain't gonna lie, I watched mine way too blitz. Don't remember anything.
What movie did you watch twice?
V.
You watched V for Vendetta twice.
You watched it two times. Once was enough.
No, I'm lying. I'm capping on here. I ain't watching it yet.
All right, niggas ain't even do their shit. See, I watched my movie twice.
Nobody was responding, so I was like, all right.
What did you watch?
I watched the movie you gave me, but again, I was high, so I don't remember it. Definitely gotta watch it again.
You didn't need to watch the movie I gave you.
Yes, I did. Above the Rim.
What was it about?
Tupac.
And whatever.
You got Above the Rim? I wish I could watch Above the Rim for the first time again.
He don't play basketball.
JR was like, I love that movie. He watched it with me. I fell asleep.
Yikes.
I watched it again. I was really tired.
I can't
remember
classic, my man Shep.
Yeah, Shep was cool. What about you in this topic before we wrap it? I'll let you go. I'll let Rook say some question.
Actually, we did touch on it briefly, and I didn't really say nothing, so I got a question/statement on it. We talked about, like, dating in this era in general, but I think one of the things we didn't specifically talk about is dating apps, especially since, our age groups. When I was, I guess, like, in middle school and high school, when dating was a thing, I mean, again, I never went – again, for me personally, I've always been the type of person, see ball, get ball. You know, you go out in the streets, where you at is where you're looking for it. That's because, I mean, you want to find people with stuff in common with you, stuff like that. So, obviously, that's one of my problems with dating apps and their predecessor dating websites. It's like, well, you going to find someone compatible based on these lies they put on here or whatever. But someone can't fake who they are. Like, if you meet someone in the club and they don't want to be there, you could tell they don't want to be there. And if you, the person who like going to clubs, you could tell, oh, I'm not going to talk to this person. They clearly don't want to be in the club. They just, one of their friends dragged them here. I'm not going to see him again, whatever the case may be. Stuff like that. Or if you like church or whatever, you meet someone at church, you're going to see them at church every Sunday. Now you got your church buddy. Stuff like that. That's always been the top person I am. I think websites and dating, dating apps now, it's just, especially with dating apps connected to social media, it's just, if you're talking about like real dating. Now, if you're talking about getting your rocks off, yeah, they're perfect. But if you're talking about like real dating, I think dating apps are a real hindrance. As someone who's never signed up for one himself, just outside looking in. Mm-hmm.
wasn't a question.
Well, I mean, you if y'all have any also statements on dating apps, which Jess does, clearly.
I do not. I have no idea. But I have, like I said, I have a lot of clients who are like on them and like they show me like these dudes and stuff and we laugh about them and it's fun. But
same.
But what I think is interesting is like how even just on like Facebook or Instagram or whatever, like people like slide into your DMs and like there was a guy who was messaging one of my clients and like wanted to take her out on a date, but had never met her before. And she take was taser, just like,
and your Glock.
What?
Oh, my suggestion. See, again, I have a lot of female friends. First date, bring your taser, bring your Glock. If you don't, know somebody who got one.
Yo, but like, so she was like, you know, thank you so much. I'm really flattered, but like, no, thank you. Right. So you put that out there. You're really nice about it. You say no, thank you. But then
they continue.
Oh. Like they just continue and continue and continue until the point that you have to block them. As a woman, I just feel like it's different and it's unsafe sometimes. Like for
it is females, unsafe. It is unsafe.
I do actually have a comment. It is unsafe, but I think it's safer to the alternative because this would have dude would have done in the '90s if this was a thing. Hey, that would have been a dude. So, well, I mean, obviously, you would have been at the bar, and that guy, that would have been the guy, just kept sending drinks. Wait until you get slushed, get into your cab. Next thing you know, that's the motherfucker taking you home. Yeah. That's the alternative. That's what that crazy person went from. That crazy person to, well, I guess you won't block him because not he afraid to leave his house. So it don't matter. He's not even willing to leave the house anyway. So it's a little bit safer, I'd say, but not a lot safer. All
right, we'll go. Question.
Damn.
Comments, concerns.
You want me to add to this?
No, I mean, like, if you have a question that you want everyone to ask before we go. Because, you know, just got to go because, you know, a lot of time was taken up in pre-recording, so.
I know. My dog is barking downstairs. He wants to go on a walk.
Nah, man. Nah. No question, yo. No. I want to leave this one alone. I want to segue.
What's your segue question? Because we done.
It's a wrap? Oh, shit. Smooth.
It's hot as hell. All right.
So, anybody been watching fucking Team USA basketball?
What they got to do with
Jess? A little bit.
I told you, so I wanted the segues.
We can segue with Jess going.
Yes. Well, on that note.
Watch V for Vendetta, please. Okay. Watch V for Vendetta.
I'm gonna kind of watch it. So this is the episode today. It went left real quick. I hope y'all appreciate that. I didn't expect it was gonna go that way. I really
don't. I ain't gonna lie, this is some of the best clips we ever had. I don't know what you're talking about.
It is. Word. I got mad clip base now. I got mad shorts. Appreciate that, Jess. Because I didn't think it was going this way.
Please don't do this.
Don't clip out Jess by herself though. Don't get her, you know, in trouble.
Don't get me in trouble.
That's why I said you're supposed
put
to
put her on the spot.
But all right, we're gonna wrap it up. Jess is here. She'll be here periodically. You already know Kenny. You already know Rook. You already know me. Make sure you subscribe, like, all that good stuff. Episode will be out, and we'll be back again. Yee. Through the money, designer the drip. Don't got a cap on my wrist again. Bet on myself.